everyone, and thanks for joining us. This is Fran, assistant editor for Search Storage UK. I'm here today with UK Bureau Chief Anthony Adshead, who will be talking about using RAID with solid-state drives. Hi, Anthony. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Fran.
Okay, let's get started. First, can you use RAID with SSDs?
Well, the one-word answer is yes, but of course there are numerous caveats to add and details to drill down into. So let's start by recapping on RAID in general first, and we can remind ourselves that it's a method of enhancing data protection and or performance by mirroring, striping, and adding parity to data in drives in a storage array. And to recap on SSD, we can remind ourselves that solid-state drives are flash-based memory that provide rapid access to data. SSD's value comes primarily from its high IOPS rates due to having no moving parts, with much better IOPS per pound or dollar than spinning disk. On the downside, they're much more costly per unit than spinning disk, and so lose out to it on cost per gigabyte. SSD comes in various formats, as drives that can be slotted into an array as part of a discrete all-SSD array appliance, and as server-side flash in PCIe card format. It's potentially straightforward to use RAID techniques with solid-state drives in an array to a RAID controller, their drives just like any other. The question is, however, would you want to? Well, you're less likely to want to make use of RAID's performance-enhancing features with SSD, as solid-state drives already provide something like 80 to 100 times the I/O of spinning disk, depending on the usage profile. But you could group a number of solid-state drives together and gain further I/O advantages by striping data across them. There are also methods of mixing solid-state and spinning disk to make use of the best characteristics of both, but we'll come on to those in a while. But for now, and dealing with data protection, if you're considering running a tier of SSD for high performance, you'll definitely want to consider RAID protecting them. And that can be done via mirroring with RAID 1 or using parity protection with RAID levels 5 and 6. And given the cost of solid-state drives compared to spinning disk, the parity levels are preferable, especially given that SSD's high I/O rates will offset the write penalty inherent in parity RAID.
And can you mix solid-state with spinning disk drives?
In theory, you can mix hard drives and SSDs with a standard controller, but there'd be no real advantage to that. Of course, there'd be the usual RAID restrictions on drive size, which would mean that all drives would only have the working capacity of the smallest one among them. There are, however, some products available that let you mix SSD and spinning disk and use each to their best advantage. Spinning disk for capacity and its suitability for writes, and solid state for its speed of reads. Adaptec, for example, has software it calls Hybrid RAID that creates a RAID 1 or 10 mirrored array where writes go to the SSD and the hard drive, but all reads come off the SSD. Test results, however, have been mixed on this product, with throughput figures that match those of SSD according to whether they were read or write, but I/O rates falling far short of those of pure SSD in all cases except web serving. Disadvantages of such hybrid RAID include the capacity will be limited by the capacity of the smallest drive, almost certainly the SSD, and also that if the SSD side of the mirror fails, your performance level will going to drop off a cliff.
All right, how about using RAID with the server-side flash?
Well, server-side flash is an increasingly common application for SSD, which puts it right next to the processor, takes advantage of the bus speed, and often integrates with motherboard memory. Usually, PCIe flash either has RAID built in for data protection, allows software RAID from the server CPU, or in some cases, such as with Fusion I/O, has a separate RAID parity chip on the card. And of course, with multiple cards, you can RAID protect them as you would more than one drive on a server using software RAID from the OS. Looking to the future, there's a definite weakness that needs addressing. That is in having one flash card that's essentially direct attached storage in a server that could fail. So the next frontier here is going to be aggregating server-side flash across multiple servers. And there's no way of doing that with RAID right now, as far as I know, but Dell, for example, has made suggestions about linking many server-based flash cards together using the server aggregation technology it got last year in its acquisition of RNA.
All right, it looks like that's all we have for today. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Fran. Bye now.
Bye.